비결, 삼비결, 공비결, 공은 공급에 타이에 심지나나 배바자 전부죠.
So Rinpoche would like to say a Tesi Dilip to all of you here, and he would like to make the prayer for you that the wisdom of your listening, reflecting and meditating will increase and grow more and more, so that you will be able to reach the state of perfect Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, vast as space. And this is why you will now engage in the listening, reflecting and meditating on the true Dharma in order to establish all sentient beings in this state and in order to be able to benefit them extensively. So within the Mahayana, developing the bodhicitta, the enlightened attitude, also called the awakened mind, or the mind of awakening, this is the beginning of the path. Then the path is being practiced by performing the six acts of transcendence, or the six paramitas. So this practicing the six paramitas is part of the way that one benefits other beings. So in order to be able to benefit sentient beings, it is very important to make aspiration prayers so that one's path in the future will go well, so that one's future practice will be easy and well. So what does it mean when somebody is called a bodhisattva? So in Tibetan, one can put either the male or female particle, so it is a bodhisattva or a bodhisattva, meaning a female or a male bodhisattva who practices with bodhicitta attitude. So in fact, the word sempa in Tibetan, pa is like a hero. It is somebody who is very strong and courageous. And this describes what is necessary in order to benefit being. One needs to be very courageous and not be timid and discouraged. Because if one wants to benefit beings and one wants to benefit limitless sentient beings, one could easily become discouraged because the number of beings is so vast. So there are so many beings. But if one is a bodhisattva, one will not be discouraged by the amount of beings. Also, one will not be discouraged by the amount of time it takes to benefit them. It is said that it is necessary to practice for endless kalpas. It is different descriptions of how long they are, but one description is that there is like 37 endless kalpas. So the duration of time one is going to spend benefiting beings is also extremely long. So it means that one is not discouraged by the amount of time involved. And then as one goes about benefiting beings, one will also encounter all kinds of hardships. So not to be discouraged by any hardships involved in benefiting beings, this is what defines a bodhisattva.
Ratang Jeba, Tundro Tang Jeba, Sinji, Tang Jeba,
So among the endless beings that one is going to benefit, it then says all sentient beings, including one's enemies. And also, it is not only humans, it is also animals. So then, in fact, what is the attainment of Buddhahood? This is when one is able to benefit beings in the most perfect way. Then this results in Buddhahood. So Buddhahood is just the ability to benefit beings in an even more vast and extensive way. So like yesterday, we will recite the prayer by doing Tibetan first and English afterwards. So both people who understand Tibetan will benefit, and also those who read the English will benefit. So for those who are studying Tibetan, to recite this this prayer, this will also make them used to the Tibetan. Now we should rest in the state without, which is a non-referential state. It is the state described in the Prasangika section of the Meditation on Emptiness. Text, and this is followed by a commentary, and Rinpoche recommends that you read this commentary many times, and also he asks if you have any questions. Yes, so Rinpoche is saying one way of doing this would be to recite it together like we have done now. Another way would be where one recites the root verses together, and then somebody, like the teacher, would read the commentary in between the root verses. And this is how we will do now. So one should be, somebody should be umse of... Okay.
Somebody umse.
Rinpoche, umse chik.
You have good voice.
Yes, correct.
All right.
So I will be reading the commentary. So we'll do like this. I will read the commentary, and then you will be the umse for the root verses that everybody should read together with you in between. And so when I read the commentary, you should just sort of listen And then?
Tsawa kale, slowly. Yeah.
Tangu trelwa di desi yore.
No, take it.
Sha.
Ah.
Konangi.
Tipa trelwa, or take it on tamu.
So it starts out with, it's very good to meditate on it in a mountain retreat.
Tene tiran so tare tere, chitere mo, jo je jo kuni, ima so na, tene ya, raju ta taju je kongja, tene mo nam de, tawa tambo, tambo tawa cha so to kong to si ja, jiso, tene, jima til ta da te pra, mo mang ke tawa te to, je, je ma te to, de wa lo, tawa te pa ka so te so to to mo nam si da ja to, Deva, check the Deva, the Pagas, the Ranke, then the Malamja.
So now, for the next 3 days until the 20th, Rinpoche wants you to study the sections in this meditation on emptiness on the Svatantrika and the Prasangika. And then he wants you to recite the root verses of the prayer. For example, like 3 times in Chunre Lila Tamusum. Chunre Lila Tamusum.
Chunre Lila Tambo Tsava Tsasum Dung Gomja Jisa Tsaji Jima. Jima La Tsava Tema.
Oh, also. Yeah, first to recite the root verses 3 times and then meditate and then read the part where there's commentary and root together 1 time. So this will, in the first place, it will make one's own mind wholesome, and also it will prepare one's mind to benefit others in the future. We live in the 20th century, and this is a century of great changes and kind of turmoil. So since everything is very shaky and changing very quickly, then aspiration prayers are very important. Since it is the nature of the world that it is changing continually, this is also a sign that it can be changed by prayers. So, in the Mahayana, it is explained that the reason that the world, the world undergoes a lot of kind of worldly changes. This is a sign that it is like a mirage, like the reflection of the moon in the water. La.
Master.